弟兄姐妹们早晨好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
我们非常高兴今天早晨又能够和弟兄姐妹们虽然在线下能够聚集在一起。
We're very happy that this morning we can meet together even online.
我们盼望着神丰盛的与我们同在。
Pray that the Lord may abundantly be with us.
我们开始的时候还是有一点祷告。
Let's start with a word of prayer.
主我们何等的感谢赞美你，你给我们新的一天能够聚集在你的面前。
We thank and praise you. You've given us a new day that we can meet together in your presence.
我们把今天的聚集交在你的手中。
We put today's meeting into your hands.
愿你的圣灵能够自由的运行。
May your spirit freely move amongst us.
让我们能够和你真实的有生命的连接。
That we can have a living fellowship with you.
我们渴望你的同在，如露渴望溪水。
We pray that your presence may flow in us.
我们祷告愿你洁净每一个家庭，洁净每一位弟兄姐妹。
We pray that you may cleanse every family and every brother and sister.
洁净讲的翻的。
You may cleanse the speaker and the interpreter.
愿我们一同能够聚集在你丰盛的同在当中。
Together we can meet in your abundant presence.
求你对我们的心说话。
Please speak to our hearts.
你若不说话，我们就什么都不能做。
If you don't speak to us, we can't do anything.
主，我们仰望你的怜悯和恩典。
So we pray for your mercy and your grace.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹们，早晨我和我的负担呢是要交通旧约当中的一个人物。
Brothers and sisters, my burden this morning is to share on a person in the Old Testament.
那大家都非常熟悉这个人。
Everybody is very familiar with this person.
就是挪亚。
And that's Noah.
我们要先读一些经文。
We're going to first read some Bible passages.
然后请弟兄姐妹们当我们读这些经文的时候可以大家一起来读。
Feel free to read along with us as we read these passages.
并且请弟兄姐妹们能够注重这些经文里边所讲的这些事迹的记载。
And please pay attention to some of these accounts and the passages we read.
我们相信弟兄姐妹们都是非常熟悉关于挪亚这个人。
We trust that everyone is very familiar with the story of Noah.
所以早晨我的负担呢是想从他这些生平的记载当中能够学到一些功课。
So my burden is that we can learn some lessons from the accounts of his life.
所以这些事迹的本身我们盼望着当我们读经文的时候我们都能够特别注意。
So we pray that when we read these passages we can pay attention to his life account.
我们第一处要读的经文是记载在以西结书第14章14节。
The first passage we're going to read is from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, verse 14.
我们读中英文的都一起来读。
We'll read together in Chinese and English.
其中虽有挪亚、但以理、约伯这三人，他们只能因他们的义救自己的性命，这是主耶和华说的。好，接下来呢，我们就要读《创世纪》里边关于挪亚的记载。
Afterwards, we're going to read the account of Noah in the book of Genesis.
那这段记载是比较长的，我们也是一起来读。
This is a bit of a longer passage. Let's read together.
我们先从第五章的第28到29节。
First from Genesis chapter 5, verse 25 to 28.
好，我们一起来读。
Together.
拉麦活到182岁生了一个儿子给他起名叫挪亚说这个儿子必为我们的操作和手中的劳苦安慰我们这操作劳苦是因为耶和华咒诅地好第二处呢我们就读第六章这一章一共有22节我们都把它读一遍
We're next going to read Genesis chapter 26 all the verses
verse 6.
The entire account in chapter 6.
当人在世上多起来又生儿女女儿的时候神的儿子看见人的女子美貌就随意挑选娶来为妻。耶和华说人既属乎血气我的灵就不永远住在他里边。然而他的日子还可以到120年那时候有伟人在地上后来神的儿子们和人的女子们交合生子那就是上主英明有名的人耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大终日所思想的尽都是恶 耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。耶和华说，我要将所造的人和走兽并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。挪亚的后代记载在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。挪亚生了三个儿子，就是闪、含、雅弥。世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。神观看世界，现实败坏，凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。神就对挪亚说，凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我的面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并灭绝。你要用戈斐木造一只方舟，分一间一间的造，里外抹上松香。方舟的造法乃是这样，要长300肘，宽50肘，高30肘。方舟的上面要留透光处，高1肘。方舟的门要开在旁边，方舟要分上中下3层。看哪，我要使洪水泛滥在地上，毁灭天下。凡地上有血肉、有气息的动物，无一不死。我却要与你立约，你同你的妻与儿子、儿妇都要进方舟。凡有血肉的动物，每样2个，一公一母，你要带进方舟，好叫在你那里保全性命。飞鸟各从其类，牲畜各从其类，地上的昆虫各从其类，每样2个，要到你那里，好保全生命。你要拿各样的食物积蓄起来，好做你和他们的食物。挪亚就这样行，凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。好，我们接下来跳到第七章的第四节。
Next, we're going to read chapter 7, verse 4.
因为再过七天，我要降雨在地上40昼夜，把我所造的各样活物都从地上除灭。第五节，挪亚就遵守耶和华所吩咐的行了。好，我们接下来跳到第七章的第11节，我们要一直读到第16节。
We're going to next read chapter 7, verse 11 to 16.
当挪亚600岁，2月17日那一天，大渊的泉源都裂开了，天上的窗户也敞开了，40昼夜降大雨在地上。正当那时，挪亚和他三个儿子闪、含、雅弗，并挪亚的妻子和三个儿妇都进入方舟。他们和百兽各从其类，一切牲畜各从其类，爬在地上的昆虫各从其类，一切禽鸟各从其类，都进入方舟。凡有血气、有血肉、有气息的动物，都一对一对的到挪亚那里进入方舟。凡有血肉进入方舟的，都是有公有母，正如耶和神所吩咐挪亚的。耶和华就把他关在方舟里头。好，我们再读一处，是在希伯来书第11章第7节。
Next, we're going to read the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 7.
挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，就动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。好，最后一处经文我们要读的是在彼得后书2章第5节。
The last passage we read is 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5.
神也没有宽容上古的世代，曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保护了传义道的挪亚一家八口。
And did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a preacher of righteousness, with 7 others when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly.
好，我们的圣经就先读到这里。
We're going to end our reading here.
我们一开始读到这处经文在以西结书的第14章。
First, we read Ezekiel chapter 14.
那时候神借着先知以西结要对以色列国，特别是耶路撒冷，要实行一个审判。
At that time, God used the prophet Ezekiel to give a judgment to the people of Israel.
因为耶路撒冷在神的面前呢犯了罪。
At that time, the city of Jerusalem had sinned before God.
当神要开始进行这个审判的时候
at the beginning of this judgment,
我们实在是从这处经文里边看见神的心思。
We see the heart of God through this passage.
圣经一直告诉我们说呢，神他的意念总是施恩祝福的意念。
We know that the heart of the Lord is that he wants to bless his people.
但是呢，他是一位公义的神。
But yet he's also a righteous God.
他是圣洁的神。
He's a holy God.
所以他必须审判。
So he has to judge.
但是神是何等的慈爱，充满了怜悯。
But God is full of love and mercy.
所以每一次在审判的时候，我们看见神里边呢总是充满了怜悯的心。
So each time before his judgment, we see the mercy of God.
这节经文在以西结书第十四章里边出现了四次。
And these passages in Ezekiel chapter 14, we see four times.
就是那时候呢，他说，如果这里边能够有挪亚、但以理这三个人。
First, we see that there is Noah, Daniel, and Job, these three people.
这三个人在他心中好像是有一个特别的地位。
These three persons have a special position in God's heart.
当他要在耶路撒冷实行审判的时候
，At the time of judgment on Jerusalem,
我们看见是神自己在为人寻找一条出路。
We see that God Himself is trying to find a path through for His people.
所以神心里边在想，如果有人能够把这个城市，把他们从审判当中解救出来。
So the Lord says that if there is a way to bring salvation from judgment through these three men,
神是何等的怜悯。
God is very merciful.
当人还没有自己在神面前悔改，去寻求怜悯的时候，神已经开始怜悯人。
Though man has not even looked for mercy, God has already freely given mercy.
在那里边那一章里边呢，神决定要降四个灾。
And we see at that time that the Lord is going to judge in four ways.
但是在每一次他想到这四个灾的时候，每一次他都想到，如果有人能够把这些人从这些灾难当中解救出来。
But yet with each judgment, the Lord wanted to save his people from.
所以他心中就想到了这三个人。
So he thought of these three people in his heart.
但是我们知道那个时候以色列人在神的面前罪恶是很大。
But we know that the sins of the people of Israel at that time was very great.
所以神说呢，即便是这三个人在他们中间。
So the Lord said, even if these three men were in your presence,
他们也只能够因自己的义保全自己的性命。
Their righteousness could only save themselves.
所以我们看见神是一个公义的神。
We see that God is a righteous God.
他的审判里是公义的。
And his judgment is righteous.
但是在每一次审判面前，神是充满了怜悯的神。
But each time he judged, he's also a God full of mercy.
我们从圣经里边一再的看见这样的一个神的工作。
And we see this again and again in scripture.
在神审判索多玛和俄摩拉之前
，Before the Lord judged Sodom and Gomorrah,
神先跟亚伯拉罕有一段对话。
God first had a dialogue with Abraham.
我们弟兄你们都非常清楚那段对话。
We are all familiar with that dialogue.
当神要审判我们全人类的时候
，When God was to judge all of mankind,
神差遣了他的儿子，先为我们有一条出路。
He sent his son as a path out for us.
所以我们看见在这些经文里边，的确我们看见神的恩典、神的怜悯和神的公义。
So we see in these passages God's righteousness, but also His mercy and His grace.
都同时在他的身上能够表现得完全。
And all of these things can be manifest at the same time in God.
所以今天早上我先提到这段经文，是因为这里边有三个人。
So this morning I'm reading this passage because there's three persons in this passage.
他们在神的心中是有一个特别地位的人。
They have a special place in God's heart.
所以早晨呢，我愿意和就着挪亚的一生和弟兄姐妹们有一点交通。
So this morning I want to share a little bit on the person of Noah.
盼望着我们也能够从挪亚的身上学到一些功课。
That we can learn some lessons from the life of Noah.
神可以借着他一生的经历，可以在我们里边做一个建造属他性格的工作。
So that the Lord can use the life of Noah to build his life within us.
挪亚虽然是生活在我们之前很长久的一个年代当中。
Though Noah lived a long time ago,
但是他的故事对我们来讲今天是仍然是非常非常有关系。
His story is relevant even today.
主耶稣基督在马太福音第24章 37-39节告诉我们。
In Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 to 39.
主耶稣那时候说呢，挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。
The Lord says that as the days of Noah, so will the days of the Son of Man be.
在洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶。
Before the flood of Noah, man was eating and drinking, giving in marriage.
直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
Until the day that Noah went into the ark.
不知不觉的洪水就来了，把他们全部都冲去。
And then all of a sudden, the floodwaters came.
人子降临的日子也是要这样。
So will the days be of the Son of Man.
圣经里边讲到人子降临，主耶稣基督再来的日子，讲到罗德的日子和挪亚的日子。
We know that the day of the Lord is depicted as the days of Lot as well as the day of Noah.
在过去的很长一段时间当中，我们许多孙弟兄和我们许多其他的弟兄们都在这些点上给我们有很好的警醒。
And on these points, we've had fair warning from our brother Sun and other speakers.
这实在是我们这个时代应该非常。放在我们心中的一件大事。
We know that in our generation, this is a big burden on our hearts.
因为神要审判这个日子已经到了。
Because the day of judgment is coming upon us.
但是神从来没有停止来拯救人。
But the Lord has never stopped trying to save his people.
他总是在审判当中给我们足够的怜悯，足够的恩典。
Within judgment, he always gives us enough.Grace and mercy.
我们今天是生活在这个恩典的时代当中。
Today we live in an age of grace.
但是同时呢，我们需要被警醒。
But at the same time, we need to be warned.
我们看见在刚才读到这些经文，创世纪第六章的时候，一开始就提到了人类在神面前的一个状态。
We know that in Genesis chapter 6, we read about the state of man.
从亚当到挪亚，大概一共有1600多年的时间。
From Adam to Noah, there was about 1600 years.
圣经在这第六章的时候告诉我们说呢，人已经变得完全属乎肉体。
We see in Genesis chapter 6 that God tells us that the condition of man has become like flesh.
那这个肉体，我们年长的弟兄告诉我们，这个肉体好像是一个腐烂的肉一样。
We have heard from our other brothers that this flesh is like a rotten flesh.
所以它已经和神那个圣洁生命的性情已经完全不合了。
The life of man no longer is in fellowship with the holiness of God.
圣经告诉我们说呢，神就不能够再住在人的里边。
So the scripture tells us that God cannot dwell in the presence of man.
上个星期五晚上我们在读经的时候，孙弟兄有告诉我们这句话的另外一种翻译呢，就是神的灵就不再和人相争了。
We heard in our Friday Bible study this past week from Brother Sun that this is similar to God's spirit no longer vying with man.
因为我们知道圣灵呢，今天是和肉体相争，就是圣灵在我们里边一直做一个引领的工作。
Today we know that the Spirit of God lives in us and it continues to try to transform us from the inside.
但是圣经记载，在那个时候，在挪亚的时代，神的灵已经不再和人相争了。
But we see that in the scriptures and in the life of Noah at that time, the Spirit of God no longer lived in man.
但是并不是说神的工作就停止了，完全放弃了人。
It didn't mean that the work of the Lord had stopped.
但是呢，人实在是走到了一个地步，神任凭他们，但是神还是给人机会，能够有悔改的机会。
But it meant that man had gone to a point where God.No longer was able to fellowship with men, but yet he also gave the chance for men to repent.
所以在第六章第三节，这里边圣经告诉我们说呢，说他们在地上的日子还可以达到120年。
So in Genesis chapter 6 verse 3, we see that God says the life of man will still be 120 years.
那当然有的弟兄姐妹们觉得这120年可能是指的后来人类的寿命。
Some brothers and sisters interpret this as the lifespan of man.
也有的弟兄姐妹们认为这是神给当时代的人的120年的机会。
Others say that these are 120 years for the people of that time to repent.
也就是说神给挪亚120年的时间来建造方舟，来传义道。
In other words, God gave Noah 120 years to build the ark.
让人能够在他面前有悔改的机会。
So that man had that opportunity to repent before the Lord.
那当我们看见挪亚后代的时候，他到四五代的时候，他们的人还生活，还可以活到四百多年左右。
We see that, even up to a couple generations after Noah, people lived to 400 and 500 years.
所以我们觉得这一百二十年呢，更可能的是神给人在地上这段时间来悔改。
So I think that these 120 years mean that this was a time of, repentance for the people of that time.
从亚当到挪亚，圣经对人犯罪的描述是非常简单的。
From Adam to Noah, the depiction of sin, from the Lord is very simple.
那这里边讲到亚当和夏娃的犯罪。
We know that about Adam and Eve and their fall.
讲到该隐的犯罪。
From Cain's sin.
还有该隐的后代一些简单的记载。
And some sin of Cain's descendants.
但是神在这段时间呢，却没有一直没有断他的见证的人。
But throughout this time, God never interrupted the testimony of his saints.
我们看见圣经记载虽然是非常简单，但记载了亚伯的经历，记载了挪亚的经历和马土撒拉的经历。
We see the testimony of Noah, of Methuselah, and others.
那当进入到第六章的时候，人已经到了一个非常堕落的光景当中。
But yet by chapter 6, we know that man has entered a fallen state.
第六章一开始的时候，让我们看见好像生活当中的一个画面。
We see the very beginning of chapter 6, a depiction of life.
我觉得这个画面呢，就是把整个人类从亚当到挪亚1600多年的一个历史，好像是一个让我们看瞥见一个光景。
And I think that this illustration sort of tells us about the current state of man after 1600 years.
那我们从这个简单的记录当中可以看见人犯罪的一些原因。
And from the simple illustration, we can see why man sinned.
那第六章一开始的时候当然是讲到说地上呢人多起来，那个时候生了许多的女儿。
We see in the beginning of chapter 6 that there was many daughters amongst the earth.
然后神的儿子看见女子美貌，就随意挑选娶来为妻。
And the sons of God, when they saw the daughters of man, they chose whom they desired.
这个时候神说呢，人已经属乎血气。
So we know that that time God said the sons of God had sinned.
第六章第五节的时候，神就讲到说，这个时候人在地上罪恶很大。
But in chapter 6 verse 5 we see that God has said that the sin of man was very great.
终日所思的尽都是恶。
That
第五章第六节。
The Lord was grieved in his heart. He was sorry that he had made man on the earth.
所以我们这里边看见当时人类犯罪的一个状态。
So we see that here the condition of sin.
那当然这个神的儿子到底是谁，这在圣经当中是一个比较难解的是一个难题吧。
It's a little bit of debate what the sons of God means in this chapter.
有人认为是呢赛特的儿子，有人认为是天使，堕落的天使。赛。
Some people say it's the sons of Seth, some people say that it might be angels.
那今天早晨我们的重点呢是要看人是怎样堕落的。
The importance of what we're talking about this morning is the fallenness of man at this time.
这里边有三个非常关键的词。
And there's three important phrases.
第一个呢是他们看见。
Number one is that they saw.
第二个是他们随意。
And number two is whomever they chose.
第三个呢是记载在第六章的第五节，是他们终日所思的。
And the third is, that the thoughts of his heart.
Yeah. 所以我们知道仇敌撒旦的工作。
So now that the work of the enemy.
约翰在他的书信里边告诉我们说呢，他是用肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
That we know in John that he uses the things of the flesh, the pride of man.
实际上仇敌是一直惯用的一个方法，就是用这肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲来败坏人。
The enemy continues to use the thoughts of the flesh, the sight of the eyes, and the desires and the pride of man to tempt us.
从伊甸园里边开始到今天一直是这样子。
From the Garden of Eden till today, this continues.
所以我们看见第六章一开始的时候就说他们看见啊。
So we know that in the beginning of chapter 6, we see they saw.
这是一个很重要的一个词。
This is an important phrase.
我们知道世界进到今天这个状态。
You know that the world has come into our current state.
仇敌更是用了各种的方法让我们随处可见的能够看见仇敌的工作。
The enemy has used a lot of methods so that we see, his work every day.
看见各种败坏和引诱。
We see a lot of corruption and fallenness.
所以今天呢更是需要我们在神面前警醒的。
So today we need to be careful before the Lord.
仇敌把这个世界做得非常吸引人。
The enemy has made this world very, attractive to man.
各种各样的媒体在吸引着人的注意力。
There's a lot of types of media to attract our attention.
其中有许多是非常邪恶淫乱罪恶的东西。
A lot of things are extremely fallen, and full of sin.
也有一些看上好像表面 是一些美好的东西，但是呢他要把人的注意力把我们的眼目的焦距从神转到那些事物上去。
Other things may seem very good on the surface, but they may distract us and take us away from the things of the Lord.
所以我们实在是需要在这个时代需要更多的祷告。
So we truly need to have more prayer in this time.
我们看见 不仅许多的年轻人陷入在各种不能够自拔的这些各种各样的这些游戏或者其他东西里边。
We know that this is not just young people who are attracted to things such as games, and other, diversions on which they can't avert their gaze.
我们有一点年龄的也是其实也是一样的都是我们都是在这个引诱底下。
Even those of us who are older, we also are under the grips of these temptations.
所以我们需要神来帮助我们。
So we need the Lord to help us.
我们不要被我们所看见的所捆绑。
May we not be, bound by the things that we see.
求主保守我们实在是我们的目光能够常常聚焦在他面前。
May the Lord protect us that our vision, and our stat might, may our, gaze continually be on Him.
第二个词呢叫做随意。
The other term is,
choose as they please.
Choose as they please. Whomever they choose.
Yeah. 所以我们看见呢他们是在亚当和夏娃一开始的时候神给他们一个自由的意志。
We know that when Adam and Eve were created, God gave them a free will.
这个自由的意志神是让我们自由的来选择顺服他。
This free will gives man the choice to choose to serve God.
然而仇敌的第一个工作呢就是要人向神独立。
The first work of the enemy is to have man choose to be independent from God.
让我们的思想向他独立。
That our thoughts may be independent from God.
我们跟神之间的关系 是向他独立的。
That our relationship may be independent from God.
这个就是随意的结果随着自己的心意 来做事。
This is a result of free will.
人在神面前应该按照他给我们的次序来生活。
Man should have lived according to what God has ordained.
神给我们灵魂和身体。
God has given us a body, soul, and spirit.
然而在堕落的人当中因为人向着神的背叛。
But in fallen man because of the sin,
人的魂和肉体被高举。
Man's soul and flesh has been elevated.
人的灵在神面前是死的。
And the spirit before God is dead.
不能够接受圣灵的引领。
Unable to experience the life of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看见今天地上的一个光景就是人随意靠着肉体和魂的支配在地上生活。
So we see that man lives in this world, according to his flesh and according to his soul.
作为神所拯救的儿女。
And so for those of us who are saved,
我们应该把我们自己的心思意念主权来归给神。
Our thoughts and our lives should be given to the Lord.
随意是仇敌放在人心中悖逆的一个力。
Don't say please. So again, this as whomever they choose, this thought is given by the enemy to man.
是悖逆神的一个力。
And it's a rebellious spirit before the Lord.
所以我们作为神的儿女应该把我们自己的心思意念来归给神。
So we as sons and daughters of the Lord, we should give our desires and our wishes to the Lord.
我们在祷告当中常常说，愿神在我们的生活，在我们各项服事上能够做主掌权。
We often pray that God in our lives, in our wishes, He may be king.
盼望着这个实在是成为我们里面一个长长的提醒，成为一个真实的光景。
May this prayer be a reminder and a reality in our lives.
第三个词在这里边讲的是他们终日所思想。
And the last term here is that the thoughts of his heart.
他们心中所思想的都是恶事。
The thoughts in their hearts were evil continually.
我觉得这个也刚好也是我们今天地上的一个光景。
This is also our current status.
在这个堕落的世界当中。
In this fallen world.
很多邪恶的东西有的时候是我们连想都想不到。
Lots of evil things that we may not even imagine.
所以我们看见因着这样他们终日所思的尽都是恶，地上就满了强暴。
And so we see that there was great wickedness on the earth because of these evil thoughts.
圣经告诉我们说呢，我们要保守我们的心思在神的面前。
The Bible tells us that we need to protect our thoughts before the Lord.
我们实在是需要神的怜悯。
We need the mercy of the Lord.
因为仇敌今天把这个世界已经做得非常的精巧。
Because the spirit has already made this, the enemy has already made this current age rebellious.
所以我们生活在其中，我们需要特别的警醒。
So as we live here, we need to be very careful.
就像保罗在罗马书第十二章所告诉我们。
Just as Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12.
我们的心意需要被更新。
Our mind needs to be renewed.
因着这个里边的更新，所以产生一个整人生命的变化。
We need to be rooted in God to lead to a transformation in our lives.
我们不要去效法这个世界。
We are not to follow the things of this world.
我们乃是要神的旨意能够成为我们的最高的旨意。
But God's will should become our greatest desire.
所以这个他们每天在想什么，实在是非常重要的一件事情。
So whatever they were thinking about daily is a very important thing.
所以这些方面是当时代的世界。也是今天我们这个时代的一个描述，进入了一个极大的罪中。
So as in those eight days, similarly, these three aspects are things that we need to keep in mind today as well.
所以这个罪所产生的结果呢，第六章第六节告诉我们是叫神的心非常伤痛。
So we know that the result of these sins, in verse 6, the Lord is sorry that he had made man on the earth and he was grieved.
这里边说神后悔，并不是说他做错了一个开始造人的时候做错了一个决定。
When it says that the Lord was sorry, it doesn't mean that the Lord had made a mistake in making man.
英文里边就比较清楚，所以这里边呢就讲到神的心是非常伤痛。
It's clear in the English. It's really saying that the Lord was just really grieved in his heart.
罪是神的心伤痛。
Sin makes the Lord's heart grieve.
所以这也是我们 主耶稣在地上的时候呢，他是以神的心为心。
We know that the Lord Jesus, when he was on the earth, his heart was in accordance with God's heart.
我们今天地上这些属神的人也是应该是这样子。
Today, us who are from people of the Lord, we ought to have a similar heart.
罪也应该使我们自己的心伤痛。
Sin should grieve our hearts as well.
那带来这个事情带来的结果，神我们刚才提到，神的灵就不能够在人的里边工作。
So the fruits of the sin we know earlier, as we talked about, that God can no longer dwell with man.
今天神给我们一个特别的恩典。
Today God has given us a special privilege.
因着主耶稣基督在十字架上胜了众仇敌。
Because the Lord Jesus had overcome the enemy on the cross.
因着他从死里复活。
And he was dead, died and rose again.
回到了父的身边。
Returned to the hand of the Father.
就赐下了圣灵的保惠师。
He has become our counselor.
那圣灵今天是永远不会离开我们。
The Spirit will never leave us.
但是呢， 有的时候我们也会要圣灵担忧。
But sometimes we still grieve the Spirit.
我们可能要圣灵不再向着我们常常说话。
Maybe sometimes our heart is cold to this, to the speaking of the Spirit.
我们看见那个时候神的灵不能够再住在人的里边。
In those times we see that God's Spirit may not be dwelling with us.
我觉得这是人最悲惨的一个光景。
I think this is one of the saddest parts of man's condition.
就是神离开了我们。
That the Lord has left our presence.
神是公义的神。
God's a righteous God.
他一定要审判。
He has to judge.
所以罪的带来的一个结果就是审判。
So the fruits of sin is judgment.
然而我们实在是感谢神，神在审判当中有怜悯，有恩典。
We thank the Lord because in the midst of his judgment, he has mercy and he has grace.
那我们今天若不是主耶稣基督的救恩，我们都在这个审判之下。
Today, if it wasn't for the salvation of Jesus Christ, we are all under judgment.
神给我们一条，在审判当中给我们一条出路。
But God has given us a way out in the midst of judgment.
但是神是从永远的，从过去到现在到未来，他是不变的。
But God is also unchanging from past, present, and into the future.
所以圣经一直告诉我们说呢，将来还有一次更大的审判。
So the scripture tells us that there will be one final judgment.
我们需要警醒在神面前。
We need to be careful before the Lord.
那在这样的一个光景当中，神却找到了一个人，圣经告诉我们说呢，挪亚在神的面前蒙恩。
And even in these conditions, we know the Lord has a man, Noah, who was full of God's grace.
为什么挪亚能够在神的面前蒙恩呢？
Why was he made righteous in God's sight?
我们可以从挪亚的身上能够学到什么样的功课？
What can we learn from the lessons of Noah's life?
圣经第创世纪的第六章第九节告诉我们说，挪亚是一个义人，在那个时代是一个完全人。
In Genesis chapter 6 verse 9, God tells us that Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time.
那挪亚呢，与神同行。
Noah walked with God.
我们实在是为着这个感谢神。
We thank the Lord for this.
我们看见呢，这挪亚在神面前被称为义。
We see that God before the Lord was seen, or Noah before the Lord was seen as blameless.
因为他在那个当时的时代在神是与众不同的。
He was different from the generations at that time.
因为他与神同行。
Because he walked with God.
我们感觉这里边并不是说，因为圣经告诉我们说呢，世上没有义人，连一个也没有，除了道成肉身的主耶稣基督，世上的所有的人都不是义人。
We know that the Bible tells us that no one is righteous, not one, except for our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个义呢，是讲到神那个公义圣洁的生命的性情。
So this is the this righteousness is talking about the righteousness that comes only through the God's righteous work.
那这里边告诉我们说呢，挪亚是在神面前眼前蒙恩的。
So we know that here we see that Noah before the Lord was a righteous man.
所以我们相信挪亚在神面前是一个悔改的人。
So we know that Noah before the Lord was a man who repented.
他是一个与神同行的人。
He was a man who walked with the Lord.
就像我们今天所有的弟兄姐妹们。
Today, all of our brothers and sisters.
我们本身并不是义人。
We are not a righteous person in and of ourselves.
但是在主耶稣基督的恩典里边，神称我们为义。
But we can be called righteous in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在神的眼前跟挪亚一样，我们是蒙恩的人。
Just like Noah, before the Lord, we can be seen as people of mercy.
所以我们看见挪亚第一个他生命里边的特性呢，就是他已经认识到了罪。
So we know that the first thing in Noah's life is he knew sin.
并且呢，他与这个罪的世界有一个分别。
And he had a separation from the sin in this world.
他与神同行。
He walked with God.
所以他在神面前蒙恩了。
So he received grace before the Lord.
神称他为义。
And God said that he was righteous.
所以我们为着这个感谢主。
So we thank the Lord for this.
我们今天所有的弟兄姐妹们，我们都是在神面前蒙恩的人。
Today, before the Lord, we are all people of grace and mercy.
主耶稣基督的宝血已经洁净了我们。
God's precious blood has already saved us.
那挪亚给我们看见的第一个呢，就是 我们也要学习过一个与世界分别的生活。
And as we can learn from Noah's life, we have to live a life that is separate from the world.
一个与神同行的生活。
A life that is walking with God.
能够一个能够里边对罪有深切感受的这样一个生活。
A life that is sensitive to sin.
挪亚第二个特点呢是他的信心。
The second important part of Noah is his faithfulness.
希伯来书第十一章第七节，我们刚才读到的经文。
In the book of Hebrews, as we just read,
这里面说呢，说挪亚因着信，蒙神所指示他未见的事，就动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟。
You know that by faith, Noah built this the ark of the Lord, despite what was going on around him.
所以我们看见挪亚的信心是建立在神的话语之上。
So you know that the faith of Noah was on the word, built on the word of the Lord.
神怎样说他就怎样做。
Whatever God said, he did.
在创世纪 第六章第七章里面有好几处记载说神这样吩咐挪亚就这样行。
In Genesis chapter 6 and 7, we see that the Lord would tell Noah how to do something and then he would obey.
神告诉挪亚说将来他要审判这个世界。
I told Noah that one day he would come and judge the world.
但是呢 这之后还要有一个非常漫长的一段时间。
But this was a slow process.
所以我们觉得有的时候我们在非常短的时间当中我们可以靠着信心守在神的面前。
Sometimes we might see that in a short time we can live by faith.
但是如果经历一个非常漫长的时间。
But if there's an extended period of time.
这里边很可能是到一百多年。
This story may have been more than 100 years.
他还仍然能够相信那未见的事。
Could Noah still believe and keep his faith?
他没有见过降雨。
He never saw a drop of rain.
他没有见过洪水。
He didn't see a flood.
他没有见过人造大船。
He didn't see other men building boats.
这一切都是未见之事。
He had to believe based on faith.
当神这样说但他就这样信。
But yet, as the Lord said, he believed exactly.
他的信心带出了一个敬畏。
His faith, resulted in actions.
对是也带来一个行动。
And he obeyed.
我们非常为着这个感谢神。
We thank the Lord for this.
我们不知道他在这段时间经历的是怎样的一个光景。
We're not really sure what exactly were the conditions that Noah met.
但是我们基本上可以稍微想象一下。
But basically we can consider this.
从里边到外边他所受的都是一个非常艰难的试炼。
From the inside to the outside, everything that Noah felt, that experience was very difficult.
他要凭着信心相信神所说的。
By faith he had to believe what the Lord said.
这一切他都没有见过。
He never saw any of this before.
外边他可能带人给他有许多的讥诮。
On the outside, he may have received a lot of criticism from others.
许多的抵挡。
A lot of, opposition.
也可能有逼迫。
And as well as persecution.
但是我们非常感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在这样许多年中他一直神这样说的他就这样遵守。
Over very many years, however the Lord directed, Noah obeyed exactly.
今天主已经清楚地告诉我们说他要再来。
Today, the Lord has already told us clearly that he will return.
不仅他的话记载在圣经里面。
Not only is this depicted in the scriptures.
神也让我们看见许多的预兆。
The Lord has also shown us a lot of signs.
但愿我们也能够实在是把这相信成一个事实。
May we also believe this as a reality.
不仅仅好像这是一个道理一种说法。
Not merely as a, like a,theoretical, or just a saying.
那是要在我们里边也产生畏惧，产生行动。
But may this also lead to change in action in our lives.
我们看见挪亚身上的另外一个记载是在彼得后书里边所记载的。
Another depiction of Noah is in 2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得在这里边记载呢，说是挪亚是一个传义道的人。
We see here that Peter says that Noah is a righteous man.
也就是说在这非常漫长的年代当中。
So that even in this, difficult time in the ancient world,
挪亚一边建造方舟一边传福音。
Noah did, he built the ark, but at the same time he was a preacher of righteousness.
他传讲神的公义。
He would preach God's righteousness.
传讲神要来的审判。
And preach God's coming judgment.
他传讲神是怎样一位神。
He preached about what type of God that no, that whatever, what type of God he was.
虽然我们不知道这个当时的世代这个果效是怎样。
We don't know, what the ultimate, effect of this was in the life of Noah.
当他们进方舟的时候，我们知道只有挪亚一家八口。
We know that only Noah and his seven other family members entered the ark.
但是在这长久的年代当中，是不是有人因着挪亚的传讲得救？我们不是很清楚。
We don't know if, during the years that Noah was preaching righteousness, if others believed in the Lord.
但是我们知道挪亚呢是一直在忠心的做一个传义道的人。
But we know that Noah unwavered in his preaching of righteousness.
不管外面的环境怎样，他就遵守神的命令。
No matter what the conditions were, he followed the Lord.
我们的神他是一位永不改变的神。
God is an unchanging God.
他的公义，他的慈爱是永不改变。
His righteousness and his love are unchanging.
今天我们也是一样。
Today, similarly for us.
在这个审判来到之前。
Before the judgment of the Lord,
神仍然给世人有机会。
God has given man an opportunity.
这是教会应该告诉世界的消息。
This is a message that the church ought to tell the world.
应该把这个大好的消息告诉人。
To tell this good news to all men.
那我们也相信还有许多的人是神所拣选的，他们还没有机会回到神的家中。
We know that there's many who the Lord has chosen who have not yet returned to his household.
所以我们应该更应该有一个紧迫的感觉。
So we need to have an urgency.
像挪亚一代一样，在这个时代呢，能够成为他的见证。
Just like Noah, that we can be God's, testimony in today's generation.
另外一个非常重要的挪亚的特点。
Another important part of Noah.
就是挪亚呢是一个有行动的人。
Is that he is a man of action.
我们看见呢神所吩咐的他都照样行。
We saw that whatever the Lord directed, Noah faithfully followed.
当我们读这个创世纪第六章第七章的时候，我们有一个非常非常特别的感觉。
In Genesis chapter 6 and 7, we have a very special feeling.
就是这里边从来没有记载挪亚所讲的任何一句话。
There's, in these passages, it doesn't say anything about what Noah said.
神对他有好几次有命令。
The Lord gave Noah several commandments.
我们每一次都没有看见挪亚讲任何的话。
And each time we didn't see anything that Noah said.
但圣经就记载说呢，挪亚就这样行，神怎样说他就怎样行。
But the Bible tells us that whatever the Lord said, Noah did.
所以挪亚呢是一个有行动的人。
So Noah was a man of action.
建造方舟实际上是一个非常巨大的工程。
To build an ark was in reality a very large task.
不仅对挪亚时代的人来讲。
Not only for the people of Noah's generation.
因为这个方舟的尺寸就是作为今天我们这个在一个高度科技发展的这个世界当中也是一个非常巨大的工程。
Even for, using modern technology, this would be a big undertaking.
这个方舟圣经记载呢长有300肘。
We see that the Bible tells us the ark was 300 cubits long.
所以按照他们估计的算法，可能这个长度会超过一个那个足球场的长度。
It's under, if we estimate a current day, measurement, that's bigger than a soccer field.
它整个能够弟兄姐妹们的估计，整个能够它的容量呢，可以超过500节那个火车的车那个货车的车厢。
The volume of the ark could be as big as 500, trains.
那神每一个命令挪亚都遵守。
Every commandment Noah followed.
所以圣经并没有记载这个每一具体的做法。
God doesn't specifically say how Noah obeyed each commandment.
但是圣经说的是挪亚呢就遵守了神每一个命令。
But the Bible tells us that Noah faithfully obeyed every commandment from the Lord.
这是一个持久的行动。
This is an action.
这是一个很要花很长时间的一个行动。
And it took a long time to complete all these commandments.
所以我们知道挪亚呢他的行动是一直坚守在神的里边。
So we know that, Noah's actions were always within the Lord.
挪亚不但要建造方舟，
Not only did Noah have to build the ark,
同时呢还要为着这将来进入方舟里边这些动物和他们一家人要预备食物。
At the same time, Noah had to provide provisions for the animals and the people on the ark.
那我们接下去读圣经的时候，我们知道这个方舟从洪水开始的时候，一直到他们出方舟，差不多一年多一点的时间。
If we continue reading in the Bible, we know that the time that the ark, that Noah and the animals were in the ark was longer than a year.
所以这里边也需要是需要许多的预备。
So this required a lot of preparation.
挪亚呢，另外他的一个行动是表现，当他一出方舟的时候，他就建造了一个祭坛。
Another important act of Noah is as soon as he left the ark, the first thing he did was to build an altar.
来纪念神的工作。
To remember the work of the Lord.
所以我们非常为着这个感谢主。
So we thank the Lord for this.
今天神把我们放在这个世代当中。
Today, the Lord has put us in this generation.
我们也是需要一群有行动的人。
We need to be people of action.
我们知道这个审判可能很快就要来到。
We know that God's judgment is coming soon.
我们需要在灵里边警醒。
We need to be quickened in our spirit.
我们更需要在我们的生活的实际当中能够成为一个有行动的人。
And even more so, in our daily life and our actions, we need to be people of action.
神向着我们每个人个人所有的这些命令
that the commandments of the Lord has given each and every one of us
无论我们现在在怎样的这个环境当中
no matter what our current conditions are
我们知道我们正在生活在一个非常变化极大的这个时代当中
we know we live in a time of great change
但是我们知道我们也有神的保守
but we know that the Lord is with us
所以我们需要靠着神的恩典在他面前呢，像有成为一个有行动的人。
So, in trusting in God's grace, may we be people of action.
挪亚的方舟，它代表主耶稣基督的救恩。
The Ark of Noah represented the salvation work of Jesus.
我们知道有一天神要审判这个世界。
You know, one day the Lord will judge this world.
要审判仇敌撒旦的工作和人的行为。
He will judge the work of the enemy as well as the works of man.
那个审判是一个更大的审判。
That will be an even greater judgment.
是一个火的审判。
It's a judgment of fire.
然而今天我们生活在今天这个时代是充满了神的怜悯和恩典的时代。
Today we live in an age of grace.
我们知道神把挪亚的事情记载在圣经里。
We know that the depiction of Noah in the scriptures
就是让我们看见神救恩这幅图画。
Is for us to see an image of salvation.
当主耶稣基督来到地上的时候，他就是他的救恩，就是那个方舟所代表的。
The salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ was that ark that was what that ark represented.
所以我们非常感谢主，今天我们每位弟兄姐妹们都已经进到神的里边。
So we thank the Lord that all of us brothers and sisters are within the ark of the Lord.
这个方舟的门是神要亲自来关上。
This door of this ark will be closed by the Lord himself.
当这个门关上的时候，这一切都结束。
And after this door is closed, everything will be concluded.
所以我们今天要在主耶稣基督的恩典里，把这个方舟所代表的实际活在我们的生活当中。
So today we need to live out the reality of the grace of the salvation given by Jesus Christ.
那当然这个方舟有许多的特点。
This ark has a lot of special characteristics.
因为时间的关系，我们只想提两点。
Because of time, I just want to note two things.
这个方舟只有一个门。
There's only one door to this ark.
那表明主耶稣基督的救恩只有一条路。
And this tells us that the salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ is only through one road.
主说呢是天上地下，主告诉我们说回到父的只有借着他才能够回到父的里边去。
The Lord tells us that only through him.Can we have salvation?
使徒们也告诉我们说，天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
You know, the Bible tells us there's no other name under heaven and earth from which man can be saved.
感谢主，弟兄姐妹们，因着神的恩典，我们已经走上了这条路。
Thank the Lord that through grace we have already walked through this road.
我们已经进入这个门。
And we have entered through this door.
当神吩咐挪亚造方舟的时候，他告诉他们，告诉他要做一个窗户。是向着天开放的。
The Lord, when he told Noah how to build the ark, he also instructed him to build a window.
那我们看见这个方舟啊，它是没有其他的窗子，只有上边顶层有一个 向着天开放的窗子。
There's no other window, but we see this one that was directed towards the heavens.
这表明我们今天呢，要从直接从神那边得到圣灵的光照。
This reminds us that, and today we need to receive the Spirit in our daily lives.
我们需要向着这个世界是关闭。
We need to be close to this world.
我们需要住在主里。
We need to live in the Lord.
我们和他自己有这个灵里边与上边的交通。
We need to have this direct communion to the Spirit with the Lord.
我们心灵中间也应该只有一个窗子是向着神开放。
In our hearts, we should only have one window, and that's towards the Lord.
我们盼望着神祝福我们。
We hope that the Lord may bless us.
能够借着他所记载的这些人物来提醒我们今天在地上这样生活。
And through His word, remind us how to live in this world today.
我们的交通到这里，我们有些祷告。
And our sharing, we'll have some time of prayer.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
谢谢你把这段经文记载在圣经当中。
Thank you for giving us this passage in the scripture.
虽然是非常久远的故事。
Though it's a story from long ago.
但是在我们今天来讲，又是何等的有关系。
But it's also very relevant to us today.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
能够脱离这眼目的情欲，肉体的情欲。
That we can leave this, the fleshly conditions we currently live in.
在这个末后的时代，能够成为一群完全属于你的人。
And in these last days, that we can be people who belong completely to you.
住在你里边，和你有一个属灵的交通。
To live in you and to have a communion, spiritual communion with you.
使你的旨意能够行在我们中间。
That your will may be done in our midst.
如同行在天上一样。
As it is in heaven.
主，在这个末后的时代，我们仰望你的怜悯。
In these last days, we look for your mercy.
仰望你在我们身上的工作。
And we look for the work that you do in our lives.
这样的祷告感谢，奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this prayer in thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们最后再有一点点的报告。
Finally, we're just going to have some brief announcements.
大家都知道，我们现在的聚会仍然都是在网上举行。
As we all know, our meetings continue to be online.
星期二的祷告和星期五的读经都是我们能够进入主里边的一个好的机会。
Our Tuesday prayer meeting and Friday Bible studies are good opportunities for us to meet with the Lord.
所以我们请弟兄姐妹们都能够预留时间来参加。
So we pray that brothers and sisters may take time apart aside from their schedules to attend.
还有东南区星期六也有读经聚会。
Our Saturday Southeast District Bible Study will meet this week as well.
主日我们的拨饼聚会也是非常宝贵的。
Our Sunday morning breaking of bread is a precious time.
弟兄姐妹们，无论是个人在自己的家里，还是和几个弟兄姐妹们团体的。
Whether you meet in your homes or with some others outside.
盼望着这个拨饼聚会实在是我们生活当中最重要的一个聚会。
May this meeting continue to be the most important in your regular schedules.
下个主日是灵环弟兄交通，世伯弟兄翻译。
Next Sunday, our brother Sipo and Juan Min will be speaking. Juan will be speaking, and Sipo will be interpreting.
请弟兄姐妹们为我们弟兄们的服事祷告。
May brothers and sisters please pray for the brother's service.
特别纪念灵环弟兄的身心灵的力量。
Particularly, we pray for our brother Juan, his condition, his strength.
星期五和主日都有儿童的聚会。
Friday and Sunday we continue to have children's meetings.
我们请继续为美国的大选祷告。
Continue to pray for our election this coming week.
愿神实在是在人的国当中掌权。
May the Lord's name be glorified in this country.
也盼望着神把福音的负担交给弟兄姐妹们。
Pray that the Lord may give the burden of evangelism to his people.
也为着世界各地的疫情代祷。
Continue to pray for the condition of the pandemic throughout the world.
有更详细的报告都在我们会所的周报的会所的网页上。
Other more specific announcements you can see on our church website.
请弟兄姐妹们去那边来查看。
Please take a look at the website.
我们今天的聚会就停到这里。
We'll end our meeting here today.
神祝福弟兄姐妹们，再见。
May God bless brothers and sisters. Bye bye.